This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. With worries of a sharp increase in COVID-19 infections overwhelming the country's hospitals, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga announced today that only seriously ill coronavirus patients or those at risk of becoming so will be admitted for treatment. Others infected with COVID-19 will have to isolate at home in order to try to make sure there are enough beds available. Meanwhile, in China, authorities said today all residents of Wuhan will be tested after the city recorded its first domestic infections in more than a year. Belarusian Olympic sprinter Kristina Tsiranskaya, who plans to seek refuge in Europe after accusing team officials of trying to force her to leave the Tokyo Games early, said today that she will be on her way to Poland. She said that they made it clear that upon my return home, I would definitely face some form of punishment, and that if I were to refuse to turn home and would run in the 200-meter race, I would be fired and kicked out of the national team. Also, thinly disguised hints that more could await me, she told reporters. Tsiranskaya, who had criticized the management of her team on social media, said officials hustled her to the airport and tried to put her on a plane back to Belarus, where the autocratic government has relentlessly stifled dissent and any criticism. She'll be flying to Warsaw later on this week. A Belarusian activist has been found dead in a park near his home in Kyiv early today, a day after he was reported missing. Ukrainian police said that Vitaly Shishov, who led a Kyiv-based organization that helps Belarusians fleeing persecution, had been reported missing by his partner on Monday after not returning home from a run. Police said they are investigating all possibilities, including murder disguised as suicide.